Hey, this is Melissa Bartel. This is the Bathtub Mermaid, and this is episode 10, for real, the real episode 10 of the Dog Days of Podcasting 2014.
Off my fingers tried to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold. I feel deluded as once again I am eluded, and everything is left unconcluded. I need something to hold.
Okay, so it is really late on Sunday night, and I am exhausted because we were driving to and from Oklahoma today. I don't know how many miles we actually put on the car. We only had to fill it once. I know that the real-time mileage thing on our car, which is a new toy for me because we had a 14-year-old Subaru Forester up until a week ago, Tuesday, kept saying that we were averaging like 30 miles a gallon, which for conventional gas really isn't that bad, I guess. And we kept having these little downpours, and I would open the sunroof, I wouldn't open it to the open air. I would just open the slidey thing in the roof so that you could see through the sunroof. And I was watching the rain and leaning back in my chair, and the dogs were actually really, really well behaved in the car. They'd been in a shelter for I don't know how long, and they were on the youth list, which is never good. And one of them was a Miley, and she was this tiny little, like, Catahoula looking silver and black and white spotted thing, and she was so sweet. And the other one was a boy named Platinum, and believe me, he was all boy. I mean, he was neutered, but he was very, very proud of his remaining boy bit, and he was showing it off a lot. And he puked in the car, but it wasn't his fault. Cars are hard for dogs. And the cats were actually zip-tied into their crates, which is good because I can't touch them. They make me violently ill. But Oklahoma was good. It was a nice drive. We got everywhere we were supposed to be, on time, on schedule, made all of our rendezvous. On the way home, we thought about stopping at GW Zoo, which is this refuge for exotic animals. They have, like, lions and tigers and bears. Yes, they actually do. And a few other exotics. And they come from people who keep exotic animals as pets. And then they realize that the cute little lion cub is suddenly a, you know, multi-hundred-pound lion, and it needs to eat raw meat, and you can't keep it tied in the backyard if you live in suburbia because people kind of object to that. So this zoo is a sanctuary for animals like that. They used to be the exotic animal reserve, and I don't know if they had insurance issues or if they just had money issues or if it was both, but now they're just a private zoo. But you can go, and you can do a self-guided walk among all the enclosures, because they really aren't cages. They're these lovely enclosures. And you can see the animals. And some of them are really majestic and pretty, like you expect big cats to be. And some of them are really kind of sad. There's this one lion we met the first time we went there, where there's actually a sign on his enclosure that says, you cannot point anything. You can't point a camera at him. If you have a telephoto lens, you have to take it away. Because he was being kept in a gazebo in someone's yard, and the local kids used to take pot shots at him with pellet guns. And so now he's terrified of anything being pointed at him. And I'm thinking, God, this poor big cat. But they have this thing where if you go around 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday after their last tour, and around the same time during the week as well, or Saturday, you can... if they have baby animals, they do baby animal experiences where you pay like $20, $25 and you get to cuddle a lion cub for 15 or 20 minutes. And it sounds really exploitative, but they do it for two reasons. They do it because these are animals that are never going to not be in captivity. And so because they are never going to not be in captivity, they have to have a little bit of socialization so that they know that people aren't going to kill them. And so that they're not inclined to kill the people. But it also, a lot of them are orphans that are taken away from their mothers because their mothers were poached or for whatever reason. And so they really need the contact because it helps them develop, just like it helps puppies and kittens and children develop. So it's just really a magical experience. And I've done it once before, several years ago. And by the way, lion's shed. And I, you know, I'm allergic to cats, and I took Benadryl before I went. So, because I didn't know if lion dander was going to be like tabby cat dander, you know? You never know. And I was wearing a black t-shirt, and when I was done, I was covered in all these gold hairs. And the person I was with was my husband and a friend. And they were like, Melissa, you are covered in fur. And I'm like, yeah, but it's lion fur. It was just, it was an amazing experience. It was, it's right up there with last February when we went to Mexico to visit my parents and went on a whale watching excursion. And I have a whole thing about that that I wrote for my magazine that I will probably read next week. Usually on Sundays, I do an audio version of whatever I wrote for Sunday brunch this week. Because for my magazine, my e-zine, All Things Girl, every other week I write a column called Sunday Brunch. And sometimes it's kind of geeky, and sometimes it's just kind of me doing a musing, and usually it's about 750 words. And it's been a really good exercise for me to do this. But I am way too tired to even change pages to go read that, and I'm sure that sleep is more beneficial. Also, the Benadryl that I took when I got home, because oddly, even though I had all these cats in my car for 4 hours, I didn't have an allergic reaction to anything until I got home, and the weather got thick, and the humidity rose, and the temperature was 10 degrees higher, and then the combination of exhaustion and eating only road food all day just made a mess out of me. And so I just took 2 Benadryl, which is actually the recommended dose, but I never take 2 because usually 1 knocks me out. So probably, you can already tell I feel really altered, and probably in about 10 minutes I'm going to be comatose, which is fine. Until then, I am cuddling on the bed with my own dogs, because every time I deal with shelter dogs, I always want to come home and cuddle mine and remind them that they were all adopted too, and they're my special puppies, and they're never going anywhere but that I won't go. So that's me signing off, and thanks for listening. Steam is drifting. This has been Melissa Bartel and the Bathtub Mermaid, and show notes can be found at www.bathtubmermaid.com. I'm too tired to give links other than to tell you that Dog Days of Podcasting stuff can be found at www.dogdaysofpodcasting.com. As always, thank you for listening, and remember to never ever let your bathwater get too cold. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. And still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can. Down.